بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before I actually begin reading from the book, in light of the discussion that's going to take place, it's necessary to understand the need, the requirement for us to understand as to the source of this subject that we are discussing. I looked at a number of works of the Imams, like we usually do every year. And I settled on the Kitab of Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, where in his written extensively on self-delusion. However, for us to indulge, before indulging in that, it's necessary that we understand, as I have already said, the source of all this, where it comes from, and how it affects us, which will be discussed. There are two aspects that we always need to take into consideration, and both of them have been discussed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem. The first being the nafs of an individual, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nafs over and over and over again, and has alluded to the fact that we need to be wary and careful of the promptings of the nafs. Three stages or three levels of the nafs are mentioned in the Quran Kareem: Ammara, Lawama, and Mutma'inna. They've been mentioned in the Quran Kareem, and along with the mention, like in the case of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, as you've already learned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this level or this category of the nafs. And then as you go towards the end of the Quran Kareem, there's mentioned twice. The category that we are concerned with is nafs mutmainna. That is our concern. That is what we are trying to achieve. On the way to achieving this, there is a great fight, there is a great battle, there is a great struggle that takes place between an individual and his nafs. It's important to understand how this nafs actually affects an individual on a daily basis, from a minute-to-minute basis. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. So be it on the one side that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the evil that is contained in this, and also the ability for it to allow an individual to become righteous. If it is tackled in an appropriate manner. So that's one, you have the nafs. Then you have the other, you have shaitan. We're in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we already know the story of shaitan. Shaitan worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, he's from the jinn. And he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till he became the muqarrab, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and gave the order to the angels to prostrate, he did not prostrate, illa Iblis, except Iblis, that was shaitan. In so doing, he became a renegade. In so happening, he became the accursed. Now the subject that we are about to discuss, and we shall be discussing this from the book of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi over the next few days. Essentially, this is a part, or this is something that is extensively overlooked, and it is also misunderstood. Firstly, we need to understand that shaitan does exist. So many of us, we live in this with a false pretense that nothing can affect me, or everything I think is correct, everything I do is right. However, a misunderstanding on this individual's part is that he feels he is immune to the whispers of shaitan, not realizing the fact that everything he is doing is being whispered by shaitan. So from the onset, everything he does is an influence from shaitan. So it's important to know your enemy before you begin to understand what your enemy uses against you. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes. As long as there's a comprehension of the fact that shaitan is there and he's consistently on our back. Shaitan is there and he is consistently on our back. Let's say, hypothetically, as an example, you're out walking in the middle of the night and you heard the barking of a dog in the distance, and it seemed to get close. And as you're walking, maybe you'll pick up your pace because you don't want to be confronted by a dog. Or you don't want to confront the dog. And as the barking carries on, you keep looking back. You don't know where the dog is, but you'll keep looking back until you feel that you're at a safe distance. That is how we need to understand our relationship with this shaitan. That he is consistently on our back and we need to keep looking back knowing that he is there. And I've said this on many occasions in the majalis before. The greatest trick, the biggest trick that shaitan has played on mankind is the fact that he's made mankind believe that he does not exist. That way it's easy to manipulate someone. That way, it's easy to manipulate someone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the words adu'un mubin. He's a very clear-cut openly declared enemy. When in his conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he actually stood up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, I will mislead them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, is gracious, is merciful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good from us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for the righteous to be able to pave their way, understanding that there is a shaitan behind me, and so I will be wary. And we need to be wary for all our life, from the beginning to the end. It's not like we can take a break from being wary of him. You don't know. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was passing away, and his students were there doing talqin, and talqin should be done when a person is passing away, so they can read the kalima before they pass away. And they're doing the talqin, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi saying, la, 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 no, no, no. This actually worried the students, that why is the Sheikh saying no when we are doing talqin, that he doesn't want to say the kalima. So when, for a brief moment, when Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi gained some composure and became a little conscious, they said to him, we're doing talqin and you're saying la. He's saying, yes, you're saying, you're making the talqin, but I can't, because at that time when you're doing the talqin, shaitan is standing there in front of me and he's saying, you, Ahmad, you've been successful in your life, and there's no guarantee of my success. Therefore, to him, I am refuting what he is saying. I'm saying no to him. So the kind of tricks that shaitan employs, and Mashaykh have written extensively, there is also a kitab which I've mentioned before, Talbis Iblis, in which the deception of shaitan is discussed extensively. And all the Mashaykh have warned of not falling into the trap and following in the footsteps of shaitan. And it's not literal, it's metaphorical. The way we follow shaitan in his footsteps is by adopting his ideas. He whispers to us and then we do as he says. So if we keep this in mind, oh yes, and the ulama, the mashayikh, have said that he's got a bag full of tricks. He's got a bag full of tricks. His bag is really big. I don't know how many can fit in there, but he can fit so many. He fits a pious individual, he fits an alim, he fits a sheikh, he fits the Joe Blogs, he fits this person, he fits that person, he fits a person of the deen in it. There are so many tricks up his sleeve. You can't even count the number of tricks he has. And so he's been called as the one who deceives the people. That's the word. He is a deceiver. And then finally, at the end, when he stood in the presence of Allah on the last day, he will say, I didn't do anything. People will say, Ya Allah, shaitan made me do it. Shaitan, this is what he made me do. And shaitan will say, did I? I didn't do that. You did it. No, you did. No, I only gave you an idea. Who said you should act on my idea? Who said? And today, unfortunately, shaitan, it's a drop box. Modern technology has allowed us to, with this new terminology that has come up, has allowed us to rethink the way we can phrase and understand some of these things. You understand a drop box, isn't it? You people do it in with your you drop what? Huh? A file in it. Come on, you guys are computer buffs, no? You know more than me. I'm the one that doesn't really know much about these things. These are Dropbox, no? You're making me doubt myself. So, I don't know, call it a postbox if you want. He posts an idea. Once he's posted an idea, he delivers it. It goes right to its address. And the address is your mind. When it converges on your mind, the envelope opens and then all of a sudden there's a flood of ideas that have been poured out of this envelope that have been sent by Shaitan. This we call them wasawis. And it's when an individual entertains this idea that it becomes detrimental for this individual. Now one of the tricks, because Shaitan is a deceiver, so what Shaitan does is Shaitan, if a person is on the path of righteousness, he carries on being righteous, but how is he going to use his tricks on a person that is righteous? So he employs something that is called deceiving. He begins to deceive this individual into thinking he is someone else. And this is what Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi is discussing in this book. When are we doing durud? Now, very briefly in regards to this book, Imam Ghazali discusses this aspect because it's a predicament that we are in. And he wants to expose that predicament, which we don't realize is there, of qualities of the heart, like arrogance, pride, ostentation, and also the pursuit of fame. Everyone wants to become famous. How many hits have I had on my post? That's the first thing you look at. And of course, and in light of that, there are other aspects that are discussed alongside it. So with the barakat of Jummah and the moment of Jummah upon us, I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows me to deliver what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has put down in his book, in a manner that is befitting his thought process. And that's a big thing, because we don't know what his thought process was at the time. So it's trying to indulge and delve into something that is almost unknown. But hopefully we get a glimmer of light from his writing. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me to say the right thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial for me and you. So he begins with deceptions of a disbeliever. And he discusses along the way every category of individual, including Sufis like us. And each chapter is not very lengthy. It's quite concise. No, actually not. Also, the way Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has set up this this book is unique. It's quite different. It's got its chapters, but then it's got its little discussions with it. Well, let's begin, inshallah, and we'll see where we get to. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is chapter 1, Deceptions of the Disbeliever, those who share in their deception, and the sinful believers. So initially he's discussing the deception of the disbeliever. Firstly, we shall begin with the deception of the disbelievers who fall into two types in terms of their deception. Now here a key word is going to be deception all the way. And we need to fit that word deception with ourselves. Where are we being deceived by shaitan? Instantly when we say disbeliever, we think, I'm a believer, so it doesn't apply to me. Listen. The first type is those who have been deceived by the worldly life. The second are those that have been deceived regarding Allah by the deceiver. And when I say deceiver, whom? Shaitan. As for those who have been deceived by the worldly life, they are those who state, what is present and now is better than that which is deferred, and the enjoyment of this world is certain, whereas the enjoyment of the hereafter is doubtful. Now, a person doesn't necessarily have to say, I doubt the hereafter. His actions prove. If, as an example, a doctor, somebody is ill and the doctor says to that person, well, you know, you have a couple of months. A good believer will say, okay, I have been given a couple of months by the doctor. End of the day, only Allah knows. But I've been given a couple of months by the doctor. Let me do in terms of Islam as much as I can. However, there are very few who actually think in that way. Majority of us fall into a trap. And we say, I've got 2 months left. You know what? Let me travel the world and let me enjoy myself as much as I can. There are things that I haven't done. I should do them. You cannot forsake that which is certain for the doubtful. So now, this is the reasoning that individual has employed. So now Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi is discussing this. He's saying this reasoning is flawed, as it was the reasoning of Iblis when he said, I am better than him. Ana khayrum min. This is what he said. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, prostrate. And when he didn't, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينٍ. This is what he said. That you have created me from fire and he is created from clay. What was his implication by that? Very clearly, he is saying that fire is more virtuous, more powerful than clay. Therefore, my status and my position is higher than that of your creation. We fall into a trick. We fall into a trap when. Just imagine, just for a moment, as an example, when a person wants to get married and somebody comes along and that person is of a low class, and it still happens, unfortunately. Oh no, that person is from a low class. Immediately, that's our reasoning, that's our thinking. Where does this come from? There is no class in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abolished class. I know the ulama will say, well, there's a masala of kufu and this and that. We're not going to go into that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they showed us there's no class. Every year, those that go for Hajj, that's a lesson for them that there's no class. Why? Everyone is in ihram. You can't show to other people that I'm a multimillionaire. What, you're going to don you're going to make your ihram out of gold and say, I'm wearing a gold ihram, look, I'm a rich man? No. Very clearly, the Sharia stipulates that you will discard everything. Everything meaning everything of this worldly status that you have, and you don two pieces of cloth to bring yourself down 10 pegs, 50 pegs. You understand when I say that? So he said, Shaitan said, I am better than him. Believing that superiority is in the cause. I.e., what causes one to be classed as superior? Believing that being made from fire made him superior. You're not superior. The next thing Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi now discusses in light of this discussion is the remedy for this deception, which inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits, I shall continue tomorrow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقد المكرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني وإذا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواج أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. آمين. التحيات زاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. آمين. التحيات طيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله ساكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات طيبات الصلوات ساكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات طيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركة الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.